and maybe talking to the Chinese.
Well, let's separate out the NSA issue, which I'm sure you're going to want to talk to, and the whole balance of privacy and security with the specific issue of cybersecurity and our concerns with
cyber warfare and cyber espionage. Right.
Every country in the world, large and small, engages in intelligence gathering. Mm. And that is a occasional source of tension, but it's generally practiced within bounds. There is a big difference between China wanting to figure out how can they find out what my talking points are when I'm meeting with the Japanese, which is standard fare, and we try to prevent them from penetrating that, and they try to get that information. There's a big difference between that and a hacker directly connected with the Chinese government or the Chinese military breaking into Apple's software systems to see if they can obtain the designs for the latest Apple product. That's theft, and we can't tolerate that. And so we've had very blunt conversations about this. They understand, I think, that this can adversely affect the fundamentals of the U.S.-China relationship. We don't consider this a side note in our conversations. We think this is central, in part, because our economic relationship is going to continue to be premised on the fact that the United States is the world's innovator. We have the greatest R&D. We have the greatest entrepreneurial culture. Our value added is at the top of the value chain. And if countries like China are stealing that, that affects our long-term prosperity in a serious way. It